What is it about Wisconsin that makes it an appealing place to work and live? With the recent mass layoffs at some of the biggest technology companies, it's a question worth tackling. Amazon, Microsoft, Google have each announced plans to cut 10,000 jobs or more. And Facebook's parent company has already laid off 11,000 workers. On Thursday, Mark Zuckerberg warned more cuts could be coming. In Sunday's Wisconsin State Journal, our next guest writes that our state could be an ideal destination for technology workers looking for their next paycheck and a better life. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What's your best pitch to recruit workers to Wisconsin? What are your top reasons for living and working here? What would you say to someone thinking about moving to our state? And if you are in the field of technology, however loosely you want to define that, did you move to Wisconsin for a job? Did you pick Wisconsin over someplace else? Are you hiring people in these fields? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Tom Still is president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. Tom, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thank you, Rob. Great to be back.
Before we bring things home to Wisconsin, what's going on with these technology layoffs? Seems like during the pandemic, there were hiring sprees going on at a lot of the companies I just listed.
Yeah, I think in general, there was some overhiring for a variety of reasons. And that's a bit baked into the DNA for a lot of these tech companies. I mean, there have been ebbs and flows over time, if you look at it. But, you know, some of the overhiring was due to COVID. Some of the layoffs are, you know, there's pressure from investors. Some of the companies may be maturing themselves. You know, they're not the runaway startups they perhaps once were. Some negative cash flows in parts of those businesses. And, you know, some fear of a recession, although I do think, and then it depends on where you're at, it's going to be milder than not.
When people think of the technology industry, they may not put Wisconsin at the top of their list. They might think of us, of course, for the agriculture. They pay a little more attention to manufacturing. Talk about the technology sector in Wisconsin. How big a deal is it, Tom?
Well, it's increasingly a bigger deal, and we're thrilled to see that. I mean, there is for a lot of reasons. There are companies such as, let's take Epic, for example, that's health IT. You know, that campus in Verona alone is now up to 12,500 employees, and they're always looking for people. You know, there are other sectors that finance, insurance, other parts of healthcare, energy, advanced manufacturing. These are all sectors that, whether they truly call themselves tech companies or not, they basically are in today's world. So there's a lot going on there. And there's always, you know, this has always been a strong healthcare state, both in, you know, and devices and IT and research and therapeutics. So it's a state that is really, you know, found its footing in all kinds of tech sectors.
Let's bring out a caller at 800-642-1234. Michael is with us in Green Bay. Michael, hi.
Hey, good afternoon. After I graduated college, a lot of friends chased opportunities out on the coast to work in tech. And then with COVID and the opportunity to work from home, most of them, if not all that I can think of, immediately moved back into Wisconsin or the Midwest just due to how affordable it is and how wonderful the lifestyle is here and just the desire to be in their home state.
And Michael, I know some of these employers are saying, hey, you got to come back to the office all or part time. Is that happening to your circle of friends in that situation?
It's been hit or miss. A lot of them have offered, you know, we need you in for 1 week a month. And because these companies pay a pretty decent salary, a lot of my friends have also elected that, okay, on that 1 week, I will just travel if I have to be in, or the 2 days that I have to come in, I'll just travel for those days. And they've still elected to stay in their home in Wisconsin.
Michael, thanks a lot for sharing that. And Tom, that leads right into your piece now. One of the selling points you say and sort of a pitch to these technology workers is you can live a little cheaper, even if you're working remotely for those coastal companies.
Yeah, a little cheaper, a little better. In some cases, you might be in an environment that's more stable, you know, weather-wise. You know, we don't have tsunamis and a variety of other things and hurricanes in Wisconsin. But yeah, on the livability index sort of ratings, the things that I see, you know, say that the, you know, Wisconsin has some cities that rank really high that way. We might begin to see some climate refugees. We might begin to see people who grew up in Wisconsin or the Midwest look to come home for a variety of reasons, and cost and convenience is, a couple of reasons why. So it's an attractive place to live and work. Now, I'm biased, but at the same time, there are reasons for people who, especially those who are laid off, and we're up to like 154,000 people who have been laid off in big tech alone. There's reasons for them to take a look here.
Thanks a lot for that call. We're talking to Tom Still, president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. He wrote a piece in the Wisconsin State Journal saying basically laid off technology workers around the country. Maybe it's time to move to Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you have a story to share about leaving the state and coming back to work here, if you want to make a case, a pitch for Wisconsin is a great place to live for people looking for work. If you are in technology fields, working or hiring there, love to hear from you too. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Tom, we keep hearing about a tight labor market in so many fields, not just technology. What do things look like if I'm trying to hire somebody to code or program or run an advanced manufacturing program or whatever? What am I facing here in Wisconsin if I'm trying to hire those people?
Well, there are still a lot of openings. The State Department of Workforce Development, they run through their jobcenterofwisconsin.com site, an area where there are listings for about 100,000 jobs that are open right now. Now, that means that, not all of them are going to be tech, obviously, but a lot of them would be tech or something that touches on tech. So there are openings here. Just today in one of our Tech Council Innovation Network luncheons, there was a company leader who was there, and he was talking about his company, which is a gaming company that hopes to go from 350 to 600 employees this year alone. I mentioned Epic continues to hire. There are a variety of examples around the state. So the atmosphere is good. Wisconsin employers added 60,000 jobs over the past year alone, which 2022, which says that there are opportunities, that the economy for those companies that are hiring is still good. So, the opportunities are there.
You've written an op-ed in a state paper here, Tom. Do you think someone should be doing something to try to lure these workers here, whether that's the state or the business community or, I don't know, fill in the blank?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and there are some folks who are doing so. I think, for example, that the different institutions attached to the UW system or UW-Madison, the alumni groups, the foundation groups, I think they're constantly reaching out to remind people that, hey, come on home. This is, a good place to be. And that makes sense. If somebody already has familiarity with the state, they're going to be a little more likely to come back. If you grew up in San Diego and that's all you ever knew, well, maybe you're not going to be thinking about Wisconsin. But if you're from someplace else in the Midwest, it makes sense. We spent a lot of effort on tourism. We spent a lot of effort on dairy. You can make a good case that, spending this kind of effort on just job and workforce in general makes a lot of sense.
A lot of people might think of the Foxconn situation with a big splash the state tried to make. Do you see opportunities maybe on smaller scales to bring in businesses, maybe not this, this big thing that is a big roll of the dice, but lots of little efforts that could bring in businesses?
Yeah. Right now, some of the greatest opportunities out there may be tied to some of the federal legislation around energy, which was part of the Inflation Reduction Act, and semiconductors, which is really an effort to reshore some of the manufacturing around that. In both cases, whether it's energy, semiconductors, other tech-related things, automation, those are all Wisconsin's strengths when you get right down to it, because we're good at making stuff, and we'll continue to be good at making stuff. So those are sectors where I think you can make Sure, there might be some big plays out there. I'm sure that the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is always thinking about that. But at the same time, there are some medium-sized and even small plays. Again, the best thing is, of course, for young companies to start here and grow up and be bigger companies. So it's an across-the-board effort, I think.
Tom Still is with us, president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. We're looking at recent big layoffs at some of the biggest technology companies out there, a lot of household names, the Amazons, Facebooks, Googles, and others of the world. And he makes the case that technology workers should consider Wisconsin for their next employment opportunity, their next home. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What's your best come to Wisconsin recruitment pitch? What parts of Wisconsin, what things about the state brought you here or keep you here? Do you work in a technology-related field? Is your workplace having trouble bringing people in? Do we need to pull people maybe from those coasts? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our talk with Tom Still, president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. He says technology workers around the country, some of whom are facing layoffs, should consider Wisconsin for their next home as some big technology companies are laying off those workers. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What makes Wisconsin a good place, you think, to work and live? What would be the best selling point to try to bring workers in and maybe even bring employers in from outside of the state? What's your own story? Did you come here for a job? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Tom, I want to take a moment to ask about something else on your mind. We've got this Wisconsin Governor's Business Plan contest in the works now. On a related note, what's going on with that?
Well, we're coming up on the deadline for entry, which is January 31st, so about a week out. This is the 20th year that we've held that contest, and we're so thrilled to do so. And it's been really rewarding over time, not just for us, but for the companies that have taken part. It's really easy to enter, just govsbizplancontest.com, so govsbizcontest.com, 250 words to enter. You know, the criteria are all laid out. The categories are laid out. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And other than the time to fill out the entry. And it's really a part, you know, earlier we were talking, Rob, about growing companies from bottom up. That's what this contest has been about over time. And we're pleased with it and looking forward to having another round.
And Tom, we talked not that long ago about the business scene, the technology scene in lots of communities, not just the two biggest communities of Dane and Milwaukee County. Are we seeing businesses and communities around the state mostly being homegrown? Are we seeing some people come in from the outside? What's the origin story of a lot of the, especially the startup activity you see?
Yeah, I mean, it is frankly a little bit of a mix of both, but I would say it's more on the startup side. You know, you mentioned communities. Sure, Madison, Milwaukee, great places, both of them. But then again, we're seeing a lot of activity in the Fox Valley in Northeast Wisconsin, Green Bay for a variety of reasons, especially the partnership between Microsoft and the Green Bay Packers and Titletown Tech has been a magnet. We're seeing it in the Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls area with more activity as that community continues to evolve. We're seeing Kenosha. That's a good example. Kenosha and its innovation neighborhood, which is kind of retooling that old Chrysler assembly plant in uptown Kenosha, another good example of how this is spreading out around the state. I think central Wisconsin is going to be the next hotspot for a lot of reasons because the communities there, you know, whether it's Marshfield, Wisconsin Rapids, Wausau, Stevens Point, it's kind of a quadrangle of mid-sized cities that each have something interesting to offer. So I would say it's a little more on the side, you know, of companies growing up. Not that we don't have companies moving in from time to time. That's true, too. And I think, by the way, one big advantage for them is the notion of the workforce and the work ethic in Wisconsin, as well as the training. But there's some good things happening around the state.
Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Gene is with us in Madison. Gene, hi.
Hi. I was just wondering if anybody knows the effect on people considering Wisconsin when they look at how gerrymandered our state is in the at the state level in the legislature, so that we basically get minority rule in topics such as legalization of marijuana and abortion access. And so that even though the majority of citizens want those choices, we don't get them because we have a Republican, you know, it's a minority rule situation in the gerrymandering that apparently
gotcha.
Is.
Gene, thanks for the call. Tom, it might be hard to tease out, but do we know things about how our state politics might influence decisions of people to move here or open a business here?
You know, in some cases, I think it's less about politics because, I'm not sure that people in California or Boston or anywhere else are following it that well. But there are some cultural things that come into and could come into play. And I think it's a double-edged sword. I mean, there may be some things that attract people from elsewhere about Wisconsin, may be some things that perhaps they hear about that they don't necessarily like. And some of it, you know, in some cases could be outmoded in terms of what they think. They could be thinking about Wisconsin of a different time. So, the political piece, I really can't speculate on that too much, but I think, you know, there are cultural things that come into play. I think young people want to live in a place that is vibrant and in keeping with their own values and interests.
Thanks for that call. We're talking to Tom Stilt with the Wisconsin Technology Council. He wrote a piece in the State Journal looking at laid off technology workers around the country, making the case that, hey, they ought to move here to Wisconsin, looking at the opportunities in technology fields and businesses. Still time for you to call in with your thoughts or your questions for Tom at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Tom, somebody living in a Wisconsin community who doesn't work in these fields might wonder, so what? What's in it for me if we're bringing in these workers and these technology businesses into my town?
Yeah. It's an excellent question. Here's what's in it. Tech companies are like just about any other company in the sense that they have supply chains that extend, you know, pretty far beyond their own core. They buy things and from others in maybe unrelated businesses. And, you know, when I look at some of the companies in Madison, for example, that are pretty much in life sciences only, and what they buy, because at the end of the day, they are manufacturing companies as well, they extend around the state. And so those companies prefer to buy as close in as they can. So, you know, you could be in some service industry, an electrician or a plumber or, you know, all kinds of things where, whether it's taking care of existing buildings or building new buildings, a vibrant tech economy is going to really overlap into other sectors.
Tom, for that technology worker from out of state now that we're luring here, what do you think are some of the trade-offs, the balancing factors that they might compare and contrast that, Wisconsin can make a better selling point to say, yeah, here's the place to be?
Well, I think it can, one of the selling points, and we touched on this briefly earlier, is that in many cases, not all, but in many cases, tech workers tend to be younger, you know, because they've grown up with this, right? And their skill set is, you know, really rested and vested in a lifetime of use. So what attracts them? I think it could be, a sense of community. I can think it can be, looking for things that are interesting in terms of entertainment. I think it can be the kinds of environments they look for. If you look at certain neighborhoods in Madison, Milwaukee, and other places, I think that's beginning to show itself. And yet they want to see solid, downtowns and core cities, even if it's a small city. That's a, part of it. I think they also, you know, is they're young, but they might have kids. And they would be looking for, I think, solid school districts or educational opportunities for those kids. The public safety, you know, in some cases, where they're coming from may not be the safest. And but Wisconsin probably looks a lot better in most cases there. And finally, transportation. You know, if you're in a place like the Bay Area, and your commutes are really long, you might look at Wisconsin and say, even if I'm on a bus, I'm getting there pretty quickly. So those are just some life factors, I think, that could play a part.
Tom, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Tom Still, president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. He joined us to make the case that recently laid off technology workers should consider Wisconsin as their next place to call home. By the way, he mentioned the Wisconsin Governor's Business Plan Contest. We've got a link. You can find that at WPR.org/Central Time. That's WPR.org/Central Time if you want to enter your own business plan into that. And if you've got your own story to share with us about maybe moving away from Wisconsin and back to work here again, love to hear it. Email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org.